What's up, guys? It's St. Vincent. And from Progressive Insurance, this is Shower Sessions. Each episode, we'll go behind the curtain to meet new artists, hear their stories, and perform from the stage where pretty much every singer got their start, the shower.
But now to the right, like I'm shaking a boots, girl.
Cause if that's the case, baby, why lead me on?
Lucifer sings a soprano, fallen angel listening to Zeppelin.
I got me someone else instead of
This is Shower Sessions. Welcome to my shower. Currently in my shower, I'm joined by Cassie Ashton, a sassy and soulful country singer.
Cassie Ashton, welcome to Shower Sessions.
Thank you for having me.
I don't know if you noticed, but we're in a shower.
Oh, wow.
I know. Before we get chit-chatting, if you could start us off with a song.
Absolutely. This one is called California, Missouri.
Graduated with 86 sheep, I was the black one. If there was a reputation to be had in this town, I had the bad one. I was born in the wrong place in the wrong time. But sometimes the wrong way makes you the right kind. I was all in a hurry. And if I got past that one stoplight, I could get a head start on anything that hurt me. Anywhere I go, don't feel like you is that good or bad. I don't know if I'm running away. I don't know if I'm running toward you. I guess that's what you get when you're born and stuck in California. California, Missouri. I just really hoped one day that you were gonna love me. I was California dreaming from the middle of the country. I look for you in the best of them. In every face and city skyline, I got out of your way, but did you get out of mine? I was all in a hurry. And if I got past that one stoplight, I could get a head start on anything that hurt me. Anywhere I go, don't feel like you was that good or bad. I don't know if I'm running away. I don't know if I'm running toward ya. I guess that's what you get when you're born and stuck in California. California, Missouri. No shiny lights or palm trees. There's more stars in the sky than stars in the street. It's bittersweet, it's bittersweet, it's bittersweet. There's too many ghosts, too many memories. I was all in a hurry. And if I got past that one stoplight, nothing could hurt me. Anywhere I go, don't feel like you is that good or bad. I don't know if I'm running away. I don't know if I'm running toward you. I guess that's what you get when you're born and stuck in California. California, Missouri. California, Missouri. Are you proud? Are you proud of me? California, Missouri.
tell me about where that song came from.
So California, Missouri is actually the name of my hometown. It confuses a lot of people because they'll say, where are you from? And I say, California, Missouri. And they'll say, what part of California? And I'm like, no, California, Missouri. It's like 4,000 people, one stoplight, no Walmart, tiny, tiny town where everyone knows everyone's business and everyone expects you to be in the same small box.
So I take it you didn't live in the small box.
Yes, I refused. I grew up between two parents, one who was on a farm and one who I did like competitive dance and beauty pageants and saw like the world of art. So I was both the small town small box and not. So yeah. That's kind of how the song came to be, is this double-edged sword. I love it, but I love to leave more so.
So you grew up in two different houses.
Yes.
So which parent do you love more?
So I lived with my mother in town, in the artistic side,
yeah,
more, and then would visit my dad's on the weekend. Yeah, just two different worlds totally between the two.
So one of the things I love about country music is the fact that it's like a whole story and a whole narrative. And I'm from Tulsa originally, and I used to drive to Dallas a lot, and I would always drive through the hometown of Reba McEntire.
The queen herself.
Yeah.
You know, in country music, Reba was always one of those people, she always just told the truth, always. Like, no matter if it was pretty or ugly. And that's one thing that I've always admired about country music and what drives me in my writing process and the fact that I want to live in country music is I don't think art should ever put on face for anyone or be just pretty or something that makes people comfortable. I think it should just be fully honest. And that kind of drives everything I do, but it really did drive and support the idea of California, Missouri, because it was an uncommon narrative for country music because they romanticize so much.
And stay really, in the town. And
yeah, yeah, and stay in, stay yeah. here, stay like us. So I've just always wanted to really give an honest opinion, love it or leave it.
Did you sing in the shower? Was there like a room growing up that was the most creative for you?
Definitely. Always sang in the shower, of course. Mm-hmm. It has the best acoustics. At mom specifically, though, I always associate like memories of music with the kitchen. Because my mom would sing into the broom or sing into the spoon and then pass it to me. And a lot of times it was Reba. And if I messed up the words, I was grounded. Like, if you mess up the words to Fancy when she passed you the broomstick, you were in trouble.
And let's be honest, there are a lot of words in Fancy.
There are, right?
There are a lot of words.
A lot of verses.
I learned that the hard way trying to sing it at karaoke.
And then at Dad's house, we lived in a tiny farmhouse. And Dad, you know, doesn't like a lot of racket. So I would have to go.
Does he call it racket?
He calls it racket. That's why I just called it racket. I would have to go in the field and sing. Like with the cows. Like away from the house. But it's fine. They loved my singing. They didn't ever run away. So they must have liked it.
Right? That's kind of like a Disney moment, like serenading the cows.
Cinderella, except not like, wait, no, Snow White.
It's Snow White, but with
But not
cows.
Like birds, but with cows. Great. My mom was always redoing the houses that we lived in. Even if we lived there for a while and she'd redone it twice, she'd knock it all out and redo it again.
Really?
She's never settled. I learned how to tile probably 6th grade, that our back sun porch of our house.
So speaking of being very crafty, I just wanted to share with you that I once regrouted and retiled my entire bathroom.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you have to use spacers? Like, do you know?
It's like no. So what I did, I just kind of winged it.
Oh, yes.
And,
Yeah. Did it look good?
No. You did the costumes for your video for violins.
Mm-hmm.
Which is unbelievable.
Thank you.
How did you do that? Did you have a life-size Madame Tussauds replica of your body made order?
I have three mannequins that are to my dimensions.
Okay, where can I buy them?
They don't have like faces. They're like dress forms, usual fashion dress forms. Yeah. Just laying around. My hot glue gun and my sewing machine were just going all the time. These hands can do a lot. These hands make outfits. These hands write songs.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
These hands grout.
Yeah.
These hands grouted once. So was there a moment for you where you're like, I'm living my dream. This is it.
A little girl who I don't know, I've never met, dressed up like me for Halloween.
That's adorable.
Her grandma literally made an outfit that matched an outfit that I had made. She even put a mole in the center of her forehead, and that was like the first thing she wanted to be. And also she wore the outfit for like the person that you want to be when you get older at school. And that was just like so amazing to me, because I think I'm like barely a fish egg in the ocean still, but for someone that, you know, I don't know, that's young and so bright-eyed to want to dress like me for Halloween, it was like, if nothing else ever happens, that will touch my heart for the rest of my life.
So what is next for you?
I will be continuing to put out more music and really exposing all of my layers to my fans and trying to empower them through all the pieces of me to be all of the pieces of them, and giving more images and building up kind of what's around me and what they can expect in the future, and really just trying to grassroot the name in there.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Oh, thank you.
You've come to the right shower.
Oh, thank you.
You're going to perform another song?
Yes.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, it is called Field Party. This is a response of, like, I haven't forgotten where I came from, and I will never forget, and it is still a big part of me, but...
You're like, I'm not trashing where I came from.
No.
I'm just getting trashed in a field.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, we still all celebrate pretty much the same way. Let's dance and drink and laugh and have a good time.
If somebody passed a jar of peach, I know what that means. You'll be stupid if you think I ain't got cut off blue jeans. Just cause I moved away don't mean I don't remember how to find a bucket on a fence post and follow the sound. I can go back anytime that I wanna. Hey, all y'all just holler. I can go back anytime that I wanna. Woo! Ah, did y'all think I forgot just where I was born and raised? Well, I didn't, and I'm sorry. Just when big city lights get to cloud into my mind, you can find me, you will find me, hey, at a field party, hey, 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 a field party, hey, hey, hey. Just call your friends and find a fine piece of land. You can leave the rest to a cold Budweiser can. Don't gotta be country music, you can drop a beat. And if there's trouble out here, we don't call the police. I can go back anytime that I wanna. Hey, all y'all just holler. I can go back anytime that I wanna. Woo! Ah, did y'all think I forgot just where I was born and raised? Well, I sorry. Just when big city lights get to cloud into my mind, you can find me, you will find me, hey, at a field party, hey, 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 a field party, hey, hey, hey. Step to the left, pop it out to the right, make them shake in their boots, girl, then make it last all night. Step to the left, gone, pop it out to the right, to the right, to the right. Make them shake in their boots, girl, then make it last all night. Did y'all think I forgot just where I was born and raised? Well, I didn't, I really didn't, but I'm sorry. at a field party.
For stopping my shower session.
Oh, anytime! I'll bring my shampoo next time.
Well, that's it for this episode of Shower Sessions from Progressive. If you want to see these video performances and other behind-the-scenes stuff, check out showersessionspodcast.com. I'm St. Vincent. Thanks so much for listening. See you in my bathroom. What?